Well, believe it or not, we didn't bring too many recipes from Hacienda over. We have gone with bold and creative flavors from native areas in Mexico, southern native area. We've invented new things like calabacitas with purple potatoes. We have habanero gold, which is a hot sauce that's sweet and savory and then just explodes on your tongue. We call it the donkey kick. We have a lot of things that they don't have at Hacienda, but we did bring some of the favorites with us, like the house salsa, the roasted salsa, the chili, and the enchilada sauces, both brought over. We brought the recipe for the steak, for the beans. It's the same recipe for the beans. So you still get some of the flavors, and some of the things you can get over there, you can get over here as well, such as the wet burrito.
Do y'all have a liquor license, or will you?
We are examining liquor at this time, but it's not in the plans as we foresee it. We just don't see the need for people to have alcohol on lunch break.
There are some people who might argue with you on that point. You're going to make your money on lunch, but will you all be open in the evening? And what are you going to do on weekends?
So we're only going to be open Monday through Saturday, 11 to 7. So basically, you can grab your food on the way home, and we'll have family meals and stuff planned in the future and catering. We open in time for lunch at 11 a.m., and then Sundays we're going to be closed. So there's just not a lot of draw for Sundays. And for personal reasons. We want to spend time with our families.
That's a good thing to do. What is the big trend or big trends in the world of Mexican and the way you all are doing it here at Mayana?
Well, we've taken a better approach to our sourcing of ingredients, where they're coming from. We are making an attempt to get all GMO-free and organic vegetables when possible. Same with our sour cream. It's a very, very, very clean sour cream. And so we're trying from our end to make it a healthier eating perspective. Now, I'm not going to call us a health food restaurant. If you add cheese and sour cream to anything, the calorie count and fat count just goes out the door. So it's up to you and what you order in order to make your healthy dish. But we give you the options. We have calabacitas, which is a blend of savory vegetables, squash, zucchini, sweet potato, blue potato. And we've mixed these and made them taste like meat. So the vegetarians have an option. The vegans have an option. The only thing we can't cater to is the glutens. The celiacs, unfortunately, because we make our own tortillas fresh pressed on site, we don't have the option to eliminate gluten from the building. Just don't.
Portion control, Brian. You know, you can cut that burrito in half and have some for supper later on.
Right. You must have seen our burritos. Yes, you can definitely cut our burritos in half. They are huge, yes.
And looking around the restaurant, I see tons of employees. Are you full up? Do you still need some personnel?
I'm always looking for talented chefs. Because this restaurant is a full culinary in the back of the house, just because we serve it fast doesn't mean it's true culinary. I need chefs. I need real good quality people to join my team, people who understand things like emulsion blends and making things from scratch. A lot of people nowadays in restaurant business are opening bags and pouring them into sauce pots or buying it from a third-party vendor and calling it their own. We don't do that. Everything's from scratch. So it's real hard for us to find people to know how to make these recipes. So we've employed the help of Le Cordon Bleu, Hickey, and a few other places to help find those people.
Okay, so you're bringing a friend in, say, from out of town, and you say, I've got this great new place, and they say, yeah, I've had all the Mexican stuff. What is the one thing on your menu at Mayana that you would say, oh, well, no, try this. You haven't had this.
The calabacitas I was just talking about, the vegetable.
Say that again.
Calabacitas. It's a southern Mexican dish. It's vegetable blends, and it's traditionally made over an open fire, but we've made it to where you actually don't have to have the open fire here. Some of the other things we have, like shrimp, the other guys don't carry. Our pork is slow roasted, real slow roasted, and not in a bag. So it is an original flavor as well. We have amazing steak that melts in your mouth. We offer taco beef, which most people don't, and that's something huge for us. And that is Hacienda's recipe since 1968, so we're still keeping the tradition on a lot of things. And you can get a blend of cheeses that you've never tasted before, because I hand-selected two cheeses out of like 100 just for our blend. So we've spent a little extra money to give you a lot better taste.
Beautiful. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.